This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, and that's how we do. Welcome to it. It's another Thursday afternoon or Thursday morning. It's 11 until 12. You're stuck with me, Dumisha Masha, and of course, the beautiful. I hope everything is on. Can you hear yourself, Candace?
I couldn't hear myself.
There you go. Candace Mama from 11 to 12. It's the weekly mashup.
It's the weekly mashup. I've missed meshing you,
T. Thank you. I've missed you too.
Thank you.
We're meshing up Mendoza right now.
Oh my gosh. Like, I remember
this
the first
is the only one you recognize, right? Hey, the youth matter.
It's so funny. Come on. I was like, wait, I'm waiting
you
for
ever a real fan?
Mendoza.
Were you a real fan? I was a real fan.
I was
fan.
A mainstream Mendoza fan.
I was a day one fan. You know
I was
what I'm
a 50-50 fan.
It went from Venezuela. Turn it on down. Send it, couldn't Shoni P. Life, boy. Shoni P. Life, boy.
He was something special. I mean,
was,
I think
man, I love Mendoza. You know, when he first came out.
Oh, wow.
And he was still in that group with our general.
Wow.
You know, back in the day.
I don't think I was born. Was I?
You were born, you were there. You were just like a baby.
Yeah. Too young to appreciate.
Yeah, yeah. You were like, hopefully your uncle was playing it for you, but clearly in this case he wasn't.
Yeah, no.
You
no,
just
no.
had to go to, you know, because you were at a mostly white school, so
yeah,
that's how you
no.
got to hear
Nkalagata.
Nkalagata, yeah. There you go.
That was like the white person's anthem.
Yeah, man. I think it's very sad that we've lost someone who's an icon. And in a way, I think Mendoza could have gone so much further. Sometimes I just think we hate success in this country.
Yeah.
We like to limit people. We like to get to a point where it's like, oh yeah, he did well, but like, let's not do that again.
We don't
go from glory to glory to glory.
No, we cheer you on when you're still climbing. As soon as you get to a point where you don't like it anymore,
no, we're like,
then we're like, no, bring him back.
Too successful. You're too successful. Thank you, bring him back.
Yeah.
And which is why I'm not surprised that everyone's so in love with Mendoza at the end. Like,
oh yeah,
after he's got the cancer and he dies, it's like, oh, Mendoza. Before that, everyone was like dissing Mendoza,
making memes.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, broken English.
It's just not right. I think there's something that needs to change in this country. I know I experience it sometimes myself. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to complain, but I'm just saying.
Let's celebrate people while they're still with us.
You know what
I
I'm
think
saying?
That's
while they're
the
still
motto.
Actually at the top. I think we're afraid of it because, you know, there's that thing of we need that fake modesty.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I'm successful. Really? Am I? No.
You know, I know I'll be successful the day I.
Yeah.
And then you get it. Then you're like, you know, it's so funny. I'm not sure if I'm still successful.
Yeah, you know.
Unlike Kanye West, who's like, bitches, I'm famous.
Bitches, I'm rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to do one day. Just be like, I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, no, you would get like crucified.
Any more than I ever
eat? No, I don't think you could be, but...
Hey,
we'll see
you know it. What? Don't underestimate Black Twitter. Not
never,
for a second.
Never. Like, just when you're about to just think
just
you've
when
skipped
you think,
it.
Like, hey, this is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, no, they come back.
They show you something else. Hey, what we got here? By the way, have we tweeted?
Yes, we have tweeted.
A message? Because today we're talking about a whole bunch of things. We're having a whole bunch of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to talk about the week that was, because it was really,
what
really
a crazy week.
Amazing, right? It was like...
Amazing? I don't know. Like, okay, you'll tell me the amazing. I'll just
I think it was amazing. You know, but you know what I want to do right now? Like, we're gonna come back and talk about some more Mendoza. But this is to all the kids out there who are still studying, who are still at varsity, and... They're fucking shit up at the moment, you know. They're burning libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think it's the guys at the universities who are burning the libraries.
I think it's a concoction. I think some of them have just been manipulated to believe this is the only way.
Because you know who I think it is? Because the kids said it. The
Parliament,
kids said it.
Government.
It's the people who are working for the construction companies. They're the ones with the most to gain.
Huh.
So, how about this? Instead of effing up the campus, let's F up some commas for just a second. Anyway, I just want to do some, you know, I'm loving Future because like he's the weirdest rapper. He sounds like he's really drunk.
You know what's funny? I didn't know Future until Sierra. Sierra was like my Future.
Really?
Door.
I didn't know Future until I just found out about him at the MTV Awards. How did you find out? Are they together?
He married Sierra and they got a messy divorce. Very messy divorce. They've got a little kid.
Oh, tell me about this. Okay.
Yeah. Like, okay, take I'm me not back. Sure if it was a marriage, but they were in a relationship. They had Lil Future, cutest kid ever.
Yeah.
And then when they were splitting, like, there was just this back and forth on Twitter. Like, Future would tweet Sierra, like, oh, no, I don't see why my child should be wearing, you know, your new boyfriend's T-shirt, da-da-da. And then Sierra came out and said, well, you a whack-ass dad, and da-da-da. And then it went just back and forth, back and forth. And then Sierra married Russell Wilson. So, yeah.
Oh, and she's
so
happy
she's
now?
Remarried. Yeah, I think she is. I think she's happier that Future's still single. Than she is that she's married.
Oh, it's like at least I'm gonna say it like at least that nigga hasn't moved on.
That's
no
exactly.
one's gonna marry him again.
He had me. I mean, yeah. I genuinely think Sierra's one of the most beautiful women in entertainment. Mm. Like, if I could look like anyone, Sierra would probably be number one, and
really?
Then Kim Kardashian maybe number two.
Sierra's pretty hot though. She's got
she's
a
gorgeous.
Body like you
I think she's
believe.
Underrated. She's completely underrated.
She's probably really mean. That's why Future couldn't stay.
You know what's the worst
although
thing?
I think Future's really messed up. He's one of those husbands
no.
who like he raps about nigga full of that yeah. mud yeah
no, but then when
full
he...
of those drugs yeah no. we don't give no fucks yeah
when he met Sierra he came out with a song right called now. Trophy was quite good.
Oh,
I got me a trophy.
Oh yeah, that was him, huh?
Yes.
I got me a trophy.
Yeah, it wasn't really romantic, but you know.
Oh, he was talking about Sierra.
Yeah.
She is a great trophy.
She's great.
I
she's pretty beautiful.
Trophy. I must say, I'm at an age now where it's like, actually, you know what? Yeah, why not? Get
no.
yourself a trophy.
And I'm passing that. I feel like slowly I'm passing that age where
is
I can
it?
Be considered a trophy. I feel like I'm getting to an age where I'm no longer considered a trophy. I'm a side failure, you know?
No,
I'm
no,
saying?
No. You're still a trophy. I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, under 30, you're still a trophy. Although I do feel like, I think it's my MO though.
Under
I think
30.
It's my MO. It's like, it's what I do, you know? I'm about to get my third trophy now, you know? Oh. I got my first yeah. trophy in my 20s and I got a second trophy in my 30s.
Now it's
now
a
I gotta
40s.
Have a third trophy in my 40s. And
damn.
Maybe I have a fourth trophy in my 50s. I don't know.
Yeah,
let's
I think you should just
them.
Stop. You should just stop actually making them
trophies. I'm collecting
like,
wives
make
like
them
awards.
You are like
you are
the Elizabeth Taylor. You are the Elizabeth Taylor of men.
You want to marry?
No, thank
I'll buy
you.
Buy a house. You want a house? Mm-hmm. You don't want a house?
I don't want a house.
I only
I'm
buy
good.
Houses in nice suburbs too.
I'm good.
Okay, look, we're talking
I'll
about
pass
the students.
The trophy.
We're talking
yeah.
about the students. Okay, listen, you don't have yeah. to. You don't have to burn anything. Just call me.
Yeah,
I'll pay your tuition.
Gosh. Oh wow. I see celebs. That's a trend now. Like
right?
everyone's like, tweet me and I'll pay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, I always think to myself, when a celebrity comes out on Twitter and tweets someone openly and says, tweet me because I want to give you a bursary, surely they can direct message you. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have
yeah.
to be public.
Although, I mean, what's the point of direct messaging? Because no one will see.
No one
you
will see what
your,
a great person
want...
I am.
And really, all you're saying is just tweet me and I'll pay your tuition. But really what you mean is,
well, look at me as I try and do this great deed for this... like
that I probably
out.
Will not do.
That I,
because like,
no.
you mean what? 70,000 rand? Are you crazy?
Can I give you 7,000, 10%?
Yeah.
Like you can find the rest.
Serious money though.
You can't. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot.
And that's just like half the fees.
It's expensive. It's expensive. So no, but a part of me is like, okay, fees must like
well, that's
decrease.
Like, what, 6 grand a month?
Oh, sure. But that's a lot. No, but it's not 70, man. It's about 30 something.
Is that all?
Grand. No, when I was at Varsity, like that was how much it was. But I'm just
not
thinking, it doesn't seem too bad. But I guess when you don't have the financial capabilities, you know, it seems like a lot.
I mean,
but
that's like 3,000 rand
the
a month.
Problem, no, the problem is, like in Varsity, 60% of students will drop out. 60%, 60. And some of those students drop out because they're just not studying. And some of them drop out
what
because
do you mean
of financial
some? Most.
Purposes. You know,
I know
so,
when I went to Varsity,
financial reasons.
There were a number of students who dropped out for financial reasons. That happens, and it still happens today, no doubt. But I always said, I think sometimes one of the best ways to motivate somebody is to say, if you get the money and you pay the tuition for that year,
yeah.
all right, when you pass, I give you your money back.
Yes. Because I think the biggest problem is, as you know what, we don't appreciate free shit. That's the truth. Like, free stuff we mess around with.
It's hard to appreciate free stuff.
Because you stop seeing the value of it. Yeah. And that's the problem. All these students are like, give us free, give us free. Mm. And then you're going to give them free education and we're going to just see.
I must say, having said that though, on my side, I had a bursary to go to varsity.
Okay.
And I know what that feels like to not have to worry about tuition. You just don't have to worry about tuition. You don't have to worry about...
But you have to perform.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or you have to worry about your marks.
That's what you should be worried about. That's all you should be worried about at varsity.
Yes.
Like, what did I get for that assignment? Mm. What did I get for that test? And also, here's the other thing, kids. You have to do something that you love.
Yes.
Stop this thing of just going to varsity for the sake of going to varsity. Like, I'm just going to do a BCom or BSc or accounting.
Or a general BA.
Or a general BA.
Yeah.
Then you get there and it's going to kick your ass because varsity is quite tough.
It is tough.
And no one cares if you don't come to lectures. No one cares if you don't hand in the assignment.
Nope.
They just exclude you.
Okay, cool. One less person to worry about. Mm. You know, and the worst part is they don't even remember. They don't remember that you are student 1, 2, 6, 5, 7, 8.
No.
They don't care.
They really don't care. They're like, it's your future, dog.
You are a statistic.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is I find that a lot of people get into first year and it's this newfound freedom. And they start messing around. And then they fail first year.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, now we're getting serious. But I mean, we shouldn't have to fail first year to realize how serious this ish is.
You know? There's just something about, I think, being a student, being at that age, that you take a lot of stuff for granted in that way.
Yes.
I know that I was there, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that I was there. I was a better student than anyone else. I mean, I scraped through my first year. Look, I did A-levels instead of going straight to varsity.
Yeah.
And I did A-levels I didn't enjoy, but I knew that I had to pass them.
Okay.
It was like, even if you scrape through, you're going to get through.
Yeah.
There is no room for failure.
Yeah.
There's just no room.
Yeah.
You just cannot go back and say, I'm sorry, I failed.
Yes.
So get through. Go to as many lectures as you know will get you through the year. You know, like work out a strategy.
Basics,
come up with a system. I remember my first year at varsity, it was like, basically, I need to go to so many lectures. I don't have to go to all of them. I just need to go to 70%
to
of them.
To pass attendance.
Yes, for the attendance. You have to find out the important things.
Yes.
How many lectures do I have to go to for that attendance passing thing?
How many assignments do I need to submit?
Exactly. And then from there,
exams.
I'll take my chances in the exams.
Exactly. But that's the thing, you know, because now the students are demanding shutdown, campus shutdown. Now, the problem with that is right now is the most crucial time in university. We all know that your whole year can be messed up by the second semester, you know. So now it's test season and it's exam season. So if you shutting down campuses now and tests and exams aren't being written, are you ready to come back and do second semester again?
Yeah.
Are you ready to pay another year's school fees?
Yes.
Because decided that you're going to shut down the campus.
Because they don't go, oh, shucks, you still got last year's school fees that you haven't used up because we shut this down. It's like, no, you pay again.
Yeah, because all the government is going to say as well, okay, go back. Like, we're still deciding on what we're going to do. But while we decide, you can go back. And then the universities have the right to say that we don't want you back because now we've got new second years that we need to teach and we don't have space for you.
Oh, my God.
And then you're going to be sitting at home thinking, what was I doing? You know, now fees have fallen, but I don't have an education. Now what?
Okay.
Well, hey, catch 22,
we're hearing
man.
It from a young person. It's not me who's saying this. It's someone who's still in varsity. What are you studying? Second
right
degree.
Now, hey, no,
you're
I'm
not messing
financial
around.
Financial management.
Second degree, though.
No, but it's a killer.
Just don't say no. Yes, it's your second degree.
Hey.
Right?
But finances, though.
Like, listen,
I'll say this.
If you're a student right now and you're listening to the show and you have an alternate opinion to what we have, please
tweet us.
It's at Dimisha Masha and at Candace Mama. Tell us what you want us
because
to hear.
We could be having it all wrong because neither one of us are in varsity, so we're not in any commercial varsity or like a Vita, UJ, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you tweet us, tell us what you think, you know, because we could be coming from this from an outsider's perspective and saying you have no right to strike because you know, they need to like decrease because they're a bit much, you know, and students shouldn't have to get a degree and then worry about paying off student debt, you know. So I feel like there needs to be systems in place that stop students gathering that much debt.
Yes.
You know, but let's see. Let's hear from
the
students.
Look, I mean, debt is just the reality of life. In fact.
No, but see, you can't have like 100,000 rand debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're starting a new job and every month, and you know we don't pay back our debts.
But you know what? You can let debt help you grow up. No, you can let debt help you grow up. Really?
Okay, how?
Okay, you're starting out life. You got 100,000 rand debt. They're not expecting you to pay it off like a car. It's not like you're paying it off in 3 years. You can pay it off in 10 years. You know what I mean? So just pay 1,000 rands a month.
See, have you ever gone from having no money to like making 10,000 rand a month? Like that feels like good money. And then like you want to go out and do
guys,
stuff.
Guys, I'm not talking about stuff that I haven't experienced myself.
I don't know. I just feel like...
Yes, you want to go out and do stuff. But do stuff at your level. You're not going to Signature right now. You just got out of varsity.
All that's going to happen...
Go to Nando's.
...is you're going to start learning which calls to ignore. When it starts with an 086, you're like, I ain't answering this. When it starts with the 01, whatever...
0872. I've learned that.
You know what I'm saying? We just start avoiding debt. And then only when we get blacklisted and we go on to ITC, then we're like, oh, damn.
That's also a great learning curve. Like some of us, like, you can't be a black person in your 40s and not have gone through ITC. Who the hell do you think you are?
Oh my God. I almost did. Just for
at
stopping.
25.
No, you know what happened? Like, I just left this bank and I let debit orders run through it. I forgot. Like, I just like let random debit, and I'd never put money in. So I just left it.
Yeah.
And then one day I decided to go back to the bank because I was like, oh, you know, I like this bank. Let me just come back to it.
And
they're like, will you pay back our money? And I was like, oh, no. I was like, just like my president, I'm paying back the money.
Really?
I'm leaving.
Just pay the money.
I'm like, no. I was like, there are other options.
You'll go to ITC.
No, I said there are other options.
What are the other options? Tell me.
So the other option was EBSA for me, which is expensive. So I might still go back.
But hold up. You still owe a debt. It's not like they just go and write it off.
I know. But like, I was like, you know, they've shut down the account now. So they've stopped charging me bank fees.
Yes, but they still like, there's an amount.
I know. But I don't know. Like, even if,
and
can
it's
I tell you
to
honestly?
Interest.
Honestly, the problem with me is, like, I'll say to myself, when I make this money, like, you know, I'll do a speaking, then I'll be like, when I make this money and it gets into my account, the first thing I'm paying is this.
The first thing
and
you're
then,
doing is taking me out to lunch.
You see all these
that's
debts that
doing.
I accumulate.
Yeah.
Like, I can't deal. Can you see? So now I have to be like, oh, no, I can't pay it back now. I've got to take tea out for life.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't pay it back now. I've got to pay this. I've got to pay that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's why, am I holding you back?
You're holding me back.
Okay. I won't be holding you back anymore. So what I'm going to do is...
You're going to help me pay it?
No, I'm just going to you don't have to buy me lunch.
Give me a loan?
You don't have to buy me lunch
a non-refundable loan.
No, heck no. No loans for you, my love. You've got enough loans that you're not paying, remember?
Oh, like, I mean, it's better than a clothing account. Like, I could have an Edgar's account that I'm not paying, you know?
Yeah,
saying?
Exactly. Like, you could. I mean, many of us, that's where we started, really. You know what I mean?
With clothing accounts.
Yes,
I
that
just started
we didn't
with
pay.
Bank accounts. But you know what? I had to start at the top.
You started at the top. You're not messing around, girl.
I'm like, let me go to a financial institution that can really blacklist me.
Yeah, like a proper one. No, don't start with Edgar's like everybody else.
That's
or
first
going
to take me to EdCon.
Yes.
And then take me through their lawyers.
You know what I mean?
That keep threatening me. Like,
yes.
If you don't pay your 2,000 rand, it will accumulate interest.
No, you want to go straight
like,
to the bank.
I'm like, no, I'm going to the bank. Okay. So I can take it straight to ITC.
Look, you haven't lived the black experience if you haven't gotten some real debt and you haven't gone through the ITC and all that and debt counseling. You're just not black enough.
I guess
it's
I'm
like
black.
A test of
it's
blackness.
It's like my Heritage Day.
It's black. Your Heritage Day.
I will hold my
that's
death certificate.
That's what we should do on Heritage Day. show, like, pull out your ITC record. You know what I mean? Your TransUnion record. If you got bad credit, then you really are black.
I dated a guy who was so adamant against living out black tendencies and like black stereotypes that he went extreme. Like he'd say things to me like, no, I don't want you to come to the office, or I don't want to like, you know, the reason I didn't date like coworkers was because I didn't want them to think, oh, another black man doing it again. I was like, they would not think that. Like, you're really holding your life experience back.
Yeah, you really are. Because actually, black people don't say that about
we
other black people.
We have great life experience. And he's like, no, I just don't want to be seen as like the typical black in the company. I'm
I
don't know if that's how they see you. Yeah. I'm like, you're still black.
You're still black. You
like,
know, you could do everything right.
You'll still be black.
Like, he's black, though.
You could wear your khaki shorts and you'd still be black.
And drive a polo, even though you're the CEO. But you're still black.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, what makes us fun and colorful is sometimes really bad life decisions.
Like, I remember growing up and thinking, not even growing up, being at varsity. Okay, it was a long time ago. And thinking, when I get that 10,000 rand job, the first thing I'm going to do is buy an M3. Like, that's the first thing I'm going
to
do.
If the M3
costs 9,000 Rand, then that's what I'm spending my 10,000 Rand on.
Even if it's parked most of the time because I can't afford fuel.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I've got an M3.
What? No, but that's, you know.
I'm kind of still living like that.
Living out of our means. That's a problem. That's a problem.
When are we going to stop, though?
I don't know. I feel like black people want to lynch us right now because there are a lot of responsible black folk out there who are like, I have never accumulated debt. I have never spent outside my limits.
My brother and my sisters are like that. My sister.
So you're the reckless one.
I'm totally reckless. My sister is like a business analyst, strategist, slash she did actuarial science and stuff. And she's okay with the Hyundai gets, you know. She's like trying to buy like
That's
property,
beautiful.
You know.
That's beautiful.
I'm like, where's that BMW dealership again?
You see, we oppress ourselves like that.
Yeah, we do.
Like, it's so sad.
But I'm like, I'm not oppressing myself.
No, but the problem is, once you've driven a certain type of car, it's really difficult to change.
It is, though.
We had my mom got a rental to drive down to Bloom. And she was
You drove to Bloom and you still didn't invite me?
No, she drove to Bloom. I didn't.
To come and see you?
No.
Recently?
No, she just went to Bloom.
Like the other day?
Like the other day.
Without
me? No. I haven't been to Bloom like in 3 weeks.
Because we spoke about this. I was like, can you take me to Bloom?
No. But I wasn't driving. I've never driven down to Bloom.
All right, so your mom.
My mom was driving. So she decided to get a rental. So she got the Toyota Corolla, I think. And it's a really cool car. Like, it's a very cool car. Like,
I just threw it in my mouth.
Oh, my. Shut up. You snob. Like, and like,
it is a great
as
car,
soon
though.
As you charge your phone, like, it connects to the Bluetooth and stuff. So it's very cool. So I was like, oh, nice. You know, so then she's like, okay, just drive it, you know, home and whatever. So I'm driving this car and I was like, well, I didn't even know I was doing it. That's the worst part. Because I always used to say I'm not a snob.
Yeah.
I pride myself on not being a snob.
Yeah.
But before I knew it, in my head, all these thoughts were going through it. Like, it was like, why is the steering wheel so thin? Like, why is it so light? Why can't I like take off like I used to?
Yeah. I'm
when
pressing,
I'm accelerating.
Am I really pressing the accelerator? What's going on? There's a problem.
Then I was like, oh, damn. I'm one of them. And then I told myself consciously that I will no longer be a snob.
I don't think you're being a snob. I think you are having an experience because
a very different one.
I think a lot of people blame people who drive really great cars. And we don't want to make the show about cars and being
and
a snob
snobbery.
Or whatever. But there's a kind of car that you drive and it's like over a certain amount.
Sheer driving pleasure.
Yeah, there's that and the others as well. You know, these German cars, actually, in general. Vorsprung durch Technik, or, you know.
I never ever remember the thingy. The
Mercedes
one.
I don't know what the Mercedes
possibilities
one is.
Or something.
Yeah, endless possibilities. But it's like, there's something about when you press the accelerator, the car goes. And you think everyone else's car is like that. You know, so you get like really irritable at them, like, but why are you not going faster?
I'm
behind you. Don't you see me? And you learn when you're in that car that actually
I
you
need
can't
to stop
go
being an
faster.
Asshole.
Yeah, because these people they're not doing it to hurt your feelings. they just can't go any faster.
That's the truth. And then I realized that when you actually like the drive, because I've been like, you know, in like a Polo and like smaller cars, like an Uno, whatever.
But even a Polo is
highway,
a really great car.
It's a great car, but I've been on the highway as a passenger and I didn't feel a thing. Like, it was very cool. Until I became the driver and I was like, damn, I've actually got to work to keep this car in this lane because it's going to blow away.
Yeah,
like,
keep it straight. Otherwise, right? Something bad might happen.
And then I respected all my friends who actually drive them because I was like, damn. You know, I used to be so spoilt in the passenger seat. Like, I was just like, damn, you know, we're just getting to where we're going.
Yeah, that's it, right?
But anyway,
it's not
about cars.
It's not about cars.
Yes.
Brangelina.
Oh, flop.
I'm breaking up.
That's
I can't
sad.
Believe it.
That's really sad.
It is
12
sad.
Years.
Yeah.
And all those children.
Yeah, 6.
What do you think was the breaking, like the straw that broke the camel's back?
Apparently, you know, Angelina says that it's because of Brad's weed habit. And I can relate
not
to that.
Not his philandering?
I can relate to that. Apparently not. Not really. Not at all.
Oh, she wasn't fazed by the fact that he liked his co-workers?
Do you know something I don't know?
No,
I mean,
she
called
me.
You keep bringing this back. I keep saying this is the reason that I heard about it, and you keep bringing that back.
No, when she called me, it was just a very different situation.
Is that what she said, though? For real?
No.
I mean, don't make stuff up because, you know, you ladies make stuff up. Trust me. I know.
No, she just might have mentioned that he fell for like a co-star on a movie.
Which co-star was that? Like, you can tell us. It's like they're getting divorced.
Oh,
it's not like you're spreading rumors.
I know, but, you know, the judge might call me as a witness. So.
Really? Because you know them so well. Okay. No, honestly though.
No, I read that it was about he was shooting a movie with Marion Cotillard, or the French actress.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. And apparently they had a thing going. So, you know, that was the last one. Apparently he's had like affairs before, but they've never been like so extended. You know, and but this one, it was just like...
He's a really good-looking brother, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, are you telling me that he can't keep it in his pants just because he's good-looking?
It's not him who's trying to keep... You know, these ladies are trying to rip it out of his pants. And you can only duck, you can only block so much, you know?
No.
After a while, you're like, you know what? And no doubt, like, probably, Angelina's probably already like, I think your co-star thinks you're hot. And you're like, really? Oh, okay.
Huh. No, but can I tell you something? You know what this teaches you every time? Like, your Angelinas, Beyoncé's, these are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous women. Like, they're stunning. But your looks can't keep a man. Like, you could be the most beautiful woman in the... You could have been crowned Miss Universe by a collective vote where each human being has to vote. And there will still be a man out there who's willing
who's
to cheat on you.
Who's tired of your crap.
Like, who's just going to be like, you know what, you're cute, but...
Yeah,
like,
I can't
you know, I've
got
to be reminded how cute you are because you just get on my damn nerves.
Exactly.
Like, I need new friends to come into the group to tell me, like, oh, damn, your girl is hot.
Yeah,
and then I'm like...
Yeah. She is, hey.
Is she, wait, who? Her?
Yeah.
I did make a good choice.
Yeah. You live know? With her, though, for a week.
I watched the movie, A Week with Marilyn. It's about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And she lived a week with, what's his name? I forgot his name. And it was a week, 7 days, guys. Mm, 7 days.
Seven. And he was ready to kill himself.
Exactly. Mm. And basically what the story was is that she was the most beautiful woman in the world, but the most insecure, the most, you know. It was just a terrible relationship.
It's funny because it's like that.
But
you know,
like,
the most beautiful women are usually the most insecure and the most cray-cray and all sorts of things. I mean, I've realized that beauty is probably the worst thing to look for in a partner.
Yes.
It's like, should be the last thing. It's like, oh, you're wonderful. You've got a great personality. You're down to earth. You're very secure in who you are. You're independent. You're a go-getter. You're hardworking.
Yes.
You're sweet. You're a good human being.
Yes.
You love other people. Oh! And you're beautiful.
Can I tell you something? People think that, okay, no, we're on this side of the chair, so we like have different perspectives too. No. Do you know what I've found? Actually, this job has ruined humans for me.
Why?
In the Cliff Central and Touch Central studios, like, you get the most incredible people coming in and out. So you get all sorts of celebrities coming in here and going out. Mm. And you get to meet them and you get to speak to them and stuff like that. And, you know, it will honestly ruin your perception because you're just like, you're such an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
You met a couple?
I've met like one
or two. Some really famous assholes.
No, I've met one or two, like, ladies in the industry that I thought, oh my gosh, when I meet this person, they're going to be so amazing.
Yeah.
And I will not name someone recently, but they came into the studios. No. They came into the studios. They didn't even greet anyone. They didn't greet any one of us that was sitting here. And now the Cliff Central and Touch Central team are very friendly, very nice people. And came in, looked at us like we were dirt. They asked for the person they're here to see, went to go, did their interview, left.
Mm.
And they looked at us and someone asked, you know, could I please... There was someone from downstairs who knew that she was doing her interview. And he said, you know, can I please get a picture? He was so shy, he didn't even come sit in the communal area.
Yeah.
He sat outside where the bodyguard sits.
Yeah.
We had a bodyguard. Touch came with bodyguards.
Yeah. Touch brought us bodyguards. Before we were totally
dashed.
Safe. And now we're not. So I'm a little bit paranoid. I'm like, were people trying to kill
He's
us
so
before
sweet,
and we
though.
Didn't know?
Yes.
Because before we were like just walking in and out and new people come in and out and you don't even ask questions. So maybe we were trying to get killed before we didn't even know it.
So he like just sat by the bodyguard. He was just like, I ain't going in. And then when she came out, like one of the ladies that
was last week when I wasn't here.
No, it was sometime like, because I had to come in and do another show. But anyway.
Oh, you're doing other shows without
no,
me?
An interview.
Oh, okay.
So then I was like, so then this guy's waiting. She comes out. One of the ladies from the office goes and says, oh, by the way, this is the guy who wants to. She was like, no. And she left. I was like, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
But I guess it's like good.
No, because it's funny because.
Cookie. You don't just give it away.
No. Because it's so funny. There was a time I felt like, wow, shame, this poor girl. Now I'm like, bitch.
Really?
Yeah. No. Now
but
I'm just
could
like,
it be that
whatever,
she was just shy,
that's why ish happened
that
to
she
you.
Was just like, oh, you
no,
know, I'm
no.
scared because I don't know these people. And I'm like, do I just come in and
no.
just say hello? But
No.
So
no,
let
no,
me
no.
just keep quiet.
No, because there's a difference between just waving hi and then going into your interview.
Mm.
But you don't like pretend people don't exist and like, who's so, where's so-and-so? And then you're like, oh, okay, damn, girl, bye.
Oh, you know? So there wasn't even a hi. Sorry.
No.
I'm looking for so-and-so.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yes, no, there was none of that. And then I happened to be seeing someone who was a little in the public eye.
A little,
and,
huh?
Shut up.
Or a lot. Just say it.
Shush. Okay. And then...
So they were like sub-celebrity. They were almost celebrity.
Whatever. Yeah. And then... And I mean, like how he treated people. I fell for that aspect. Like, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing. He treats people so well. When people come up to him, he's so nice. And then I dated him behind closed doors. And I looked at him and I'm like,
what
this guy is a
doors?
Dick.
Why?
He was so miserable, number one. He was so miserable. He was morbid all the time.
Really?
Like there was nothing.
Maybe he was just an emo.
No, he was completely morbid. But as soon as we step out and we're in public, oh, he's like the life of the party.
Why are you so miserable? I mean,
are you asking me?
He had like lots of nice cars. He was doing well. We're not naming names. Just tell me though. But
he
was.
He had a lot of... No, I was, and I tried. You know, that's the funny part. Yeah. I actually started feeling like I was changing. You know, I'm a bubbly, happy person.
Yeah.
But even when I started looking at life like, shit, this shit is
really?
Just awful.
But was it maybe because his career was taking a transition?
No. Because I mean, he secured a couple of things, you know, like in the pipelines and stuff. But he was just one of those people. And I swear, even
he was naturally down.
He's naturally down. And even when I see him out and I see him, like, I still see the sadness. Like, you know, he's just deeply sad.
I like that.
He's just a sad person.
Yeah.
So I think beauty and fame don't attribute happy people. I think those are just like delusions that we feed
but
ourselves.
But money should help though.
No, I
still keep thinking if I got more money, if I got a little bit more money, like if I got maybe a lot more money, I'd be a lot happier.
No, people with more money actually tend to be less happy because they're more isolated. Because now people don't actually want you because you are like an incredible human being. They want you because you might buy them something, you know? So
that's okay.
No.
If you're not going to run out of money, that's
no.
why. Why are we worried? No. Yes, I am here. You are here because I'm definitely buying
mm-hmm.
something. That's why we both know why you're here.
No.
So let's be okay with that because as soon as the money is starting to run out, then we have a problem. Right now, we're doing okay.
No one thinks their money's going to run out. Let's just be serious.
I think my money's not going to run out every day.
No.
And every other day it seems to. Look, I'm not there yet. That's probably why.
No, but the problem is, like, you know, you get into a relationship with someone. Now, if they're there for the money and the money starts to disappear, they're going to disappear with it. You know, so you don't want that. You want someone who's authentically there for you.
But that's what I mean. What if the money never disappears? What if you're that hooked up?
No, but I don't know. But you know what? I feel like relationships like that are empty because they're doing everything they know you want them to do in order for you to be happy. And they're not
being
authentic.
Hang on a second. Are you telling me that there are actually authentic relationships that are happy?
You met a friend of mine, Karusha and Sands last night.
Yeah.
And they are one of the funniest and coolest and cutest couples you'll ever meet. Like, and they're actually authentically happy.
What medicine are they taking?
I don't know.
What black chicken had to die for that relationship to work? Because I'm still...
thriving.
I am actually... I've become somewhat of
a skeptic,
especially when it comes to those kind of relationships. I'm like, there's
You're
no
not
such
that
thing.
Happy.
There's no such thing.
You're not that happy.
Ain't nobody that happy.
Oh my gosh, T. I feel like, you know what? I mean,
I'm really
sad, I think relationships are work. I feel even when they're happy, they still take work. They still take like effort.
What's this work and
you
this
know?
Effort thing?
No, because I feel
hearing.
Like
I don't understand
because
it. I
both
never
of
did.
You, both of you have to be giving a certain amount of time to this relationship in order for it to work. Because as soon as there's
Does it take
too much
work
distance,
for you and your brother to stay brother and sister.
Yeah, but he lives in the house. Like, you know, I see him all the
your
damn
husband
time.
Is gonna live in the house.
No.
It's like he got nowhere to go, even if he wants to.
But even family gets on your damn nerves sometimes. Like
exactly.
You're just like, nah.
Does
no.
it take work for you and your mom to make it work?
It does.
So
kidding.
What kind of work?
I'm kidding.
No, it doesn't.
You
just like, your mom's pissed you off, so you're going to walk out the house for now, bang some doors, and come back, and you're going to be fine. It's like,
we're going to be fine.
That's
but,
who she is.
But
she just pisses me off.
That's the thing, though. Like, I just feel with relationships, sometimes we expect, like, the Hollywood relationship, right? Everything just works out. From the time you say hello to the time you fall in love to the time everything just works out because this person should understand you. But usually people, like, because I'm a talker, obviously. Mm. I talk a lot.
Yeah.
But when I'm in a relationship, I tend to be more reserved. I tend to be, like, if you're pissing me off, you'll know because I'll just be silent. Like, I'll just go into silence. I'm just like,
it's like
and
what's
you're
wrong?
Like, what's wrong? I'm just like,
I'm fine.
In my head, I'm thinking, if you ask me that again, there will be something wrong. Like, you know,
I want like that. I'm like, bring it out. I'm gonna keep asking you out. I'm gonna keep asking you that until you bring the knives out. Throw something at me, damn it. Let's talk about this. We're gonna talk about this.
Oh, hell no. Like, I'm the kind of person that needs to be left alone. Like, if I'm pissed off, you need to leave me alone. Like,
how long? How do I know when to come back? You know, if we have those kind
no,
of things.
No, I will go. I will leave. I will remove myself
cool.
from the situation.
Go. But
when
then
I come back.
You come back.
Yes.
Don't expect me to have called you like, it's you didn't call me and it was a week. I was like, I was having a pretty good time and you were gone. We were having a party, pool party every day. And now you're no, expecting like, me to call you, but you're the one who left with the problem. I don't understand.
No, man. I don't think anyone should leave situations running longer than 24 hours, because then you realize that what you're fighting about is not actually what you're fighting about, and then it becomes 10 other things.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
you know, because
yes,
it builds up, right? You fight about
like the pool party.
Exactly.
For the whole week.
You fight about like, why is there no milk in the fridge when I bought milk yesterday?
Yes.
And then
meantime the fight started with that's the start of the fight.
And irritation.
And then, okay, let's play
right?
it. So the other guys, the guy's going, but like, I drink milk. That's what you bought it, so milk can be drank. So why is
there
beef?
Why didn't you replace it?
Because you're the one who usually buys milk. I thought you would notice that there's no more milk and you
would
go buy some
milk.
More milk.
I don't drink milk.
But you buy milk. I don't drive your car. But when it needs a service, I will go and sort it out, won't I?
You see, so then now we are fighting. Now we yes. are in a fight.
Now we're in a fight.
So then
right?
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
let me just go get some air
yes.
and I'll come
you
back
go
and
do that.
Deal.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't come back within that 24-hour period, we're
going to
have a problem.
Okay.
Because you as the man are going to start acting shady.
Now
of you're going to be like,
I'm
going to show
shady.
Her that I'm not even going to call. And then I'm not going to do this. And I'm not
yes.
going to do that. And then by the time a week has passed, I've thought about every single thing you have ever done wrong to me. And then when I come back, I'm
you
coming back with arsenals.
In my pajamas.
You are in your pajamas.
I haven't even washed for 3 days.
You haven't
and
washed.
And I'm still
you
playing
smile,
PlayStation.
You're playing PlayStation.
And watching
and
football.
That's another fight.
And then I've got like
snack packets.
What is it? Chinese food packets all over the lounge.
Oh
and probably
gosh.
Some in the bedroom too.
Oh my gosh.
Just
then
lying
that's,
next to
that's
me.
Another fight
yeah,
in and of
right,
itself.
Right, yeah.
And then I'm now on. We're not only fighting about how dirty the house is. I'm bringing up the files of. Remember when we met in 2010
you
and
were
you
a bit
said
of a
da, 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 da.
Anyway.
And then 2011 yeah. I said this and you did it. And then on the March of 2013, that's
oh
what you
my
did.
Oh gosh. Then, so then, but hang on
we've
a second.
Got a long term memory for
because
BS
because you're the one saying this, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does a man pull it back? How does a man make sure that you come back after 24 hours? Does a man start then calling, begging you to come back?
No, I need you to really just like accept what you've done wrong in that time. I don't need it to be a conversation. Like if I say to you, this is what you did.
Oh, immediately.
Pisses me off.
Immediately
I need
gonna
you to
be
apologize
like,
immediately, and then I'm going to say okay, and then I'm going to say I'm going to go to gym when I come back.
There better be
we'll
some
talk.
Milk in this house.
Like we'll talk, and then when I come back from the gym, then I'll be in a better mood, and then we can talk. And now we'll talk about anything else.
And then a guy can say, but you know, babe, that milk.
No,
thing.
No.
Just
no.
say you're sorry
because
and move
I'm,
on.
I'm
like
the
there's
one.
No talk about.
I will bring it up because trust me,
no
I will bring it up
there's no justice.
Because I'll bring it up like
no justice,
you know,
no peace.
A week later when we're actually happy again because you know it takes a while to get over a fight in relationships.
Of course,
everyone is like tiptoeing. So a week later, I'll say to you, I'll be like, you know, it's just weird that you don't buy milk. Like, why don't you just buy the 6-pack of long life milk and then it will always be in the cupboard when it is needed.
Huh? Is the man now allowed to have an opinion or is it like, okay.
No,
I think you're right.
I don't understand what the opinion could be.
The like, opinion could be, but you are the one who buys milk. This is what we decided. You buy milk, I buy other things.
I don't know. You see, we're already disagreeing. And I'm
yes.
thinking, like, relationships are tough.
It's like, okay, if I'm paying,
that's why
if I'm buying electricity,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And you're buying milk. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but the milk was finished and you're the one who drank the milk. I don't go and turn around and say, but the electricity, I came home and the electricity was finished. And you're the one who's watching e-entertainment like all day long, you know, using the hairdryer. You got the heaters
oh
on all night long. Like a man doesn't do that. He's just like, oh, the electricity's finished. I'm the one who buys it.
No,
I'll just buy some
but
more.
Men take time to do ish. That's the problem. Like that's another thing. For me, I operate on time. So if I like, for example, if I ask you, like now, let's say we wake up. It's 8 o'clock. We wake up. I say, I need ABC done. And I'm not even dictating. I'm asking you, can you get ABC done today? and you agree and you say,
I can
get ABC done by the end of today.
What we mean is we're going to try.
When I get home.
We love you to get ABC done. But chances are we're not going to do it.
A, B, and C are not done. Then I'm going to lose my ish. Because at least if you had attempted to do A and you got busy.
While I was
starting to do A, B
happened to me.
Hell.
And then someone came and asked me for C. And then I was so confused. I sat down for a while and I had to watch that Man U game against Liverpool. And before I knew it, you were on the way back. And I knew that you needed that other D from the other day done. So I was busy doing that and I didn't even get to finish that.
No.
And you walked in the house. Oh, my gosh, what a surprise.
You're here.
Yeah, you are. I haven't done anything.
No, it's a lie. What you guys do is you pretend that you forgot. You pretend like it was never even a conversation. Like, you guys will just sit there like, oh, my gosh, you did ask me to do that. Yeah. And it's like, I wrote it down. There's a paper on the nightstand that says ABC.
That's also true. I'm not going to lie about that.
These are things, because then men also expect certain things to get done. And we do it in a timely manner. You guys don't do ish in a timely manner.
We have a problem.
It's a problem. And that's
the kind of problems. What if we just admit, like,
just,
you know what?
Us.
I've got a problem. How about that?
I don't care.
You know what?
You need to fix it.
Yeah, I've got a problem.
Fix it. For me, like, it's about fixing it.
Stop being angry. I got a problem. You knew this going into this relationship. I have problems.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's just, like, I've got a problem. And in fact, I think the best thing a man can do, because I tried this, and it never works, guys. Don't do this.
It never works. Okay.
Do not do this if you're a guy.
This
don't
is a cautionary tale.
And be your best man ever. Like, once she said, yes, you are her boyfriend, that right there is a license to never do anything right again.
What?
Right there, stop doing A, B, and C.
What?
From then on, mess it up. So that once you're married, because if she marries you and you're that kind of a deadbeat, if you're married to her and you can only just get A done, you are the boss.
Oh, my God!
Because you never did anything before. But if you're always getting A, B, and A, B, C, and D done, by the time you get married and you cannot even get to A, B, C, D, E, and F, you're in trouble.
Do not
this marriage
listen
is not going
to
work. I'm telling you. Look, you need to listen
worst
to me.
Advice
I am somebody who's been through this a couple of times.
And gotten it
and
wrong.
I know. Yes, because I tried too hard in the beginning. That's what it was. I tried
you
too
think
hard.
So?
Yeah.
No, I think, guys. I think at the end of the day, women want simple things. We're not asking for the moon, the stars, and whatever. Then men always like, oh, no, you give a woman this and she'll do this, whatever. If we're asking for things, because we will articulate it in English or Zulu or Xhosa, whatever we are, our language of love is, we will articulate it to you. And if you cannot do it, rather say, I do not see myself doing this today, babe,
but
because
that's what I'm
I am busy.
That's what I'm saying.
But I will get around to doing it by Friday.
Every now and again.
And then please make sure it is done by Friday, because if I don't do it myself, because if I have to, like, change the light bulb myself, trust me, I'm going to be doing it with a lot of attitude and a lot of anger in my heart. Mm. So you will know this. Like,
but
I
it's how did you ask for the light bulb to be changed? How did you ask?
Well, you know, you have to be like, wow, baby. Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Because
we're getting somewhere now.
No, can I tell you?
Talk
because
to Dr. Mash,
you know, sometimes you like remember life lessons you learned and because you'd forgotten them.
Yes.
And then they were saying, like, how to ask a man. And I remember I watched this and I was like, this is great advice. It was Steve Harvey and Bishop T.D. Jakes. Mm-hmm. And they said if a woman comes to you, and if woman generally, we come like this. So we say, you know, please just get ABC done. Even if we're saying it nicely and no attitude or whatever, please just get ABC done. Men are less likely to do it. No matter how nicely you ask, it's less likely to get done because it's just like, whatever. But if you go to a man and you say, wow, babe, you know, I just feel so unsafe when the light outside isn't working. Mm. By the time you get home, that light will be working because he wants to keep you safe. You know, and he wants to prove that I can keep you safe.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If you're like, wow, babe, I really appreciate when this is done. Then he will do it because it's like, damn, she sees it. But if you just like, if it's done and you don't even acknowledge that.
Why did you get the milk? You're not going to get the milk. Ever.
Ever. He's just, you know, and that's the worst
thing. It's not because
he's
got an attitude.
He just shuts down.
It's just like he keeps forgetting to get the milk.
Because he's got no incentive to get the milk.
Yeah, and he keeps wondering why you're upset about the milk. But if you're like, you know, when you get the milk, it just makes me so proud of you. I feel like you're a champion and you're such an achiever. We're children.
Yes, exactly.
We're children.
You guys work on constant affirmation.
Yeah, we're
everyone
children.
Says that women work on affirmation.
No.
Men work
women
on affirmation.
Are great. Men are useless.
Women,
we're
like,
children.
Women, we just like, okay, you tell me I'm beautiful. Actually, if you tell me I'm beautiful too much, it starts getting on my nerves. I'm just like, okay, I know. I get sharp, it.
Yes.
Sharp.
I hear this every day.
Yes. But a man can never hear it enough.
No. Like, you're
it's
amazing.
Just like, oh my gosh, babe. You know, I'm so proud of you for getting this
really?
Done. You are proud of me.
Wow.
Wow.
Let actually, me do it again.
Exactly. Because I remember I tried this once and I said to this guy, like, I'd given him all the tools. Like, I actually gave him the mind map of what he was supposed to do in that situation.
Oh, really? You give mind maps?
No.
Dude,
no.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Not a written out mind map, man. Okay. I'm just saying, like, I literally gave him the whole tool set to sort out this particular situation while I was making him think it's his idea the whole time. So I would just insert it there, and then when he'd say it back to me, I'd be like, you see, babe, you're onto something. I think that is what would work, because I was actually telling him what he should do.
Oh.
And then he did it, and then he texted me, and he's like, you know, I did this, and this is the outcome. I was like, wow, I'm so proud of you. Well done. It was so funny, because he's like, wow, really? Because, you know, this is what I was thinking of doing, and and the whole time I'm just like, oh. Shame. Yeah, I'm so proud of you. And he was so happy. You could just tell. Like, he wanted to break down the whole situation. Yeah, like, no, because I walked in there and all I was thinking was, this is how it's going to go. And then I did ABC and baby, it worked.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, well done, babe. No, it's great. Like, everything you did was on point. And he's like, thank you.
We're
quite dumb.
Generally. We're boys. We're children. And
I
we're
can
generally,
just see that.
We have a lower IQ. Like, we do. Like, we don't have it figured out. Like, I can't even think, like, while I'm having breakfast, what I'm going to have for lunch. You know what I mean? That's not my thing.
Women,
while they're having breakfast, they already know what's happening next week for dinner.
Yeah.
Not right now. They've figured out this week.
Yeah.
Next
Pretty
week,
much.
They already know, right? They're 5 steps ahead of us all. I'm learning now. Boy, am I learning now.
Always. We always have a backup.
But I suppose,
to the backup.
You know what? It's like, that's why God made us so that we need each other. I think men need to be in the present, because for us, we
of
need to be dealing with what is happening right now. That's the only way we can solve certain problems. Mm. The problems that men have to solve have to do with right now. Right now, there's a leaking faucet, or there is a broken light bulb, or something that needs to be handled in the physical right now.
Yes.
Women can afford then to plan, and that's why I think we need each other. Because when a man has a very strong woman in his life, you can see, because his life starts to change for the positive.
Mm, that is very true.
Because she's strategizing all the time. Mm. Like, she already knows that in 5 years, they're going to move into a bigger, better house.
Mm.
He's just trying to pay the bills on this one at the moment. That's like, he's just
she
excited.
Sees the potential in you that you don't see in yourself. It's very much like a Michelle and Barack Obama situation. You know, when she found Barack, he was just like a weed smoker.
He was a lawyer.
He had dreams for his life, but he was never... She prepared him that, baby, you can be president. And people are like, oh, you know what? No, Barack did it. Barack did it himself. You know, women should stop taking, you know... claim of our achievements.
No, no.
The reason we take claim of your achievement is because every day we're psychologically preparing you to become the man we want you to be. So we'll be like, oh, babe, you know, this is great. Where you are is amazing.
Yeah.
But you know where you're going is even better.
You do a couple of soapies every now and again. Imagine.
Where you're going is even better, baby. Yeah. You're going straight to the top. You're going to be president.
Because the thing is, right, women have to inject that imagine idea into us.
Yes.
Like, imagine,
we're the visionaries.
Because you like Barack, he was probably thinking, if I can just make partner.
Yeah.
You know.
And then he was like, if I can just make senator, if I can just make this. Mm.
And she was like, but imagine if you could be president.
Yeah.
And he's like, you think I could be president? Of course you can be president.
Who else would be president?
And then you start thinking, she thinks I can be president. I'm gonna be president.
Exactly. You see, that's why women want to take 50% when we leave.
Oh, you had to take it there. Huh? All right,
wasn't for free.
you were already like 5 steps ahead of me. I was just like talking about this conversation. You were there already. You were like taking us in that direction, and I'm thinking, yay, she thinks I can make it. No, she's working towards 50%. Damn. On that note, there were other things that we wanted to talk about.
We wanted to talk about Heritage Day.
That's happening this Saturday.
It
what are you doing for
Saturday.
Heritage Day? Except like taking your credit statement, your NCA.
I don't
record.
Know, actually. I have no plans for this Saturday in particular.
I am starting Saturday morning with a 10K run.
What?
well, let's say mostly walk and wobble. But FNB's got a 10K run.
That is awesome.
So I'm taking part in that. I ran 6Ks on Tuesday, and I ran 6Ks this morning.
Damn.
I'm finally starting to feel that, ooh,
that
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, endorphins. Tuesday and Wednesday was
you
just,
were not feeling
no,
good.
No, I was just like, this is not worth it. This is really painful. Hangovers yeah. don't feel this bad.
No, they don't. They don't.
But today, I'm like a little bit lighter on my feet, which is great. It's like for the first time, the endorphins are starting to kick in. I mean, I have
been working
for a while now.
Yeah.
So this is like my third week. So I'm hoping that by the time I get to next month,
you'd be feeling it.
Like I'll be having fun.
A part of your life. It would be a part of your life.
Yeah. I want to go back to that. It was fun. You know, I'm realizing, because we're talking about Heritage Day, let's go back to that. But exercise is very important because it actually is one of the best ways to fix your mind.
Oh my gosh. Like, I know when I don't exercise, I'm groggy. I don't remember-ish. I'm just, I'm miserable. I'm not like a happy person.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe I should just call my wife. Like, we weren't really unhappy. We were just unfit for the past 2 years.
Like, we could have fixed this.
Yeah,
we
could have worked this out. If we just went for a run or two, we could have, like, sorted this out. We wouldn't be in this situation right now. Anyway.
Now we got all messy. Okay,
after
so
that, after that, then I'm going to go see family.
Oh, nice.
We have a society.
So, like Stockfell.
Yeah, like a Stockfell.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of that very serious talk, like I'm talking now.
Yeah.
So-and-so family, you owe us 200 rand. So-and-so family, you must, you are behind by 5 minutes, so you owe us 1,000 rand.
Let's slaughter some cows.
No.
No slaughtering.
We don't believe in that. So what was going to happen though is afterwards someone is going to have cooked.
Okay.
Traditional food.
Yeah.
Which I always enjoy. I mean, it's a lot more fun than I'm making it sound.
Yeah, you sound so excited.
Yeah, it's usually I get into it once I'm there.
Yeah, okay.
I can't wait for Heritage Night. Then I can leave the family and probably go clubbing.
Go party.
In Pretoria.
Pretoria. My Heritage.
Yo, guys, Pretoria. Pretoria's on another level.
It goes down, eh?
Yeah, okay. Tell us about your Heritage.
No, my Heritage Day, I don't know what I'm doing. But you guys can go check out my Heritage Day photos.
Hang on. We were supposed to go to your boyfriend's birthday party.
We were, and then he decided he's not having one. You know, he's such a bad planner.
It's 2 weekends in a row, man.
I'm sorry. No, so we've canceled the whole birthday thing. So now we're going to do his book launch. He's doing a book launch. So that you'll definitely be invited to. And he has to do that. So that will get done.
What's the book about?
How he started his business and, giving advice and,
When I was on my run today, I'm definitely writing a book.
You have to.
I'm not sure about, there's two titles that I have in mind.
Okay.
Third Time Lucky, which, because they're all about success, right?
Okay.
In life and about failure or falling up.
I like the first one.
You don't like falling up?
Falling up is, no, I wouldn't buy a book called Falling Up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Guys, that was Third a fun show.
Yeah, that was
please send to Misha some book titles because we cannot have Falling Up as one of them. Mm-hmm. It has been such a fun show, guys. We will see you next week on the weekly mashup.
That's right. Hopefully, Candice is going to invite some hot friends because apparently they only come when I'm not in the studio. Is it me?
It was males.
Oh.
Last week was completely males.
I don't want to compete. Don't bring males in here. My competitiveness is, I'm not cool with that. I'm not good.
Oh my gosh. Don't
do that to me. I'm not good with that. Let's see. I haven't even set up any music for us to go out with. So keep saying something to the people, Candice.
Go check out my new Heritage Day pictures on my Facebook page, Candice Mama, and on my Instagram, Candice Mama, and on In Abundance Photography. They're amazing heritage photos, and I'm holding a chicken, and I've got a duck and everything.
It's
so much fun. So go check out my pictures, y'all.
Yeah, I heard about you actually wearing a duck. Everyone was very surprised and really happy for you.
Someone tweeted me and they said, you look like an Indian wearing a duck.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you know, you have that Indian heritage in you. Are you celebrating with that side of the family? All right, we're out
on
here.
On that note, bye.
We'll see you next week. This is CliffCentral.com.